Well, after 24 years of really hard work and lengthy discussions, the Council on Human Rights adopted last June a draft declaration on the rights of indigenous peoples. This draft had to be considered by the General Assembly during its last session. I regret that the General Assembly hasn't been able to adopt the text as presented by the Council.
The debate about the UN draft declaration raised by African government, in my opinion, as an indigenous people's leader who have been reading this process for a long period of time, are not genuine. And that is point number one. What the African government have not answered, and we need them to answer, is a moral question. Where have they been for the last 24 years? The 24 years of this process, a lot of time have been invested, a lot of energy have been invested, and a lot of financial and human resources have been invested. And for that reason, for them to come when the Human Rights Council already adopted the declaration and say we have this problem and we have that problem is an issue that cannot be entertained.
Nos preocupa en el argumento de que algunos estados consideren que solo hay unos cuantos artículos que se deban revisar. Este planteamiento es peligroso porque la Declaración de los Derechos de los Pueblos Indígenas se debe analizar en su conjunto, considerándola como que es el mínimo que los pueblos indígenas pueden aceptar para que aún tenga validez a sus justas reclamaciones.
Because if it opens the document, there's going to be real, real danger because other countries will begin to raise their own issues and so on. And it is something that ought really for the African governments to take a position that will show Africa as taking leadership. Because there's a lot that our governments are already doing in areas of empowerment of indigenous people, from the Congo to the Cameroon to South Africa.
One of the important things is to try to find a way to build confidence between the indigenous and the non-indigenous sectors in every multinational, multi-ethnic, multilingual society. And one would be very important step on this, in this regard, namely to create an efficient mechanism at home in which the indigenous peoples would be represented in terms of equality with the non-indigenous section of the society.
The main problem facing indigenous peoples within their homelands is the right to exist as peoples. As peoples, they would have that opportunity or the availability of time and land to define their future. I think that self-determination is the essence that explains this entire realm of existence of indigenous peoples to survive. Self-determination would be defining their right to define themselves culturally or economically.